Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I have a charcoal mask! Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey, I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. Yeah, it's a podcast, and it's also a radio show. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Well, Sean O. Camper tweeted us this link for a TLC show, which, you know, if it's on TLC, it's going to be fucking crazy.
Well, somebody's going to have... too many or too few joints.
Yeah, it's all about it's all about your
TLC is always about making a jingly jangly human being to laugh at.
Whenever there's a genome mishap, TLC comes in and they're like, "We'll do a whole show about them."
Yeah, I mean, you might as well fuck a cousin if you want to make a TLC star.
Seriously, first two. Make it your first.
Make it your first. I want it to be your aunt's kid.
Yeah.
Do it. Your mom's sister or brother's kid.
If you want a TLC show, make a kid with whoever you took a bath with when you were in those pictures.
And you're garbage enough. Just come at him a few times. You're fertile.
Yeah, don't worry.
Don't worry.
And then get ready to collect a check from TLC, from the Learning Channel.
Get that little gimpy on screen, and I'm telling you, call whatever you want. Oh, survival of the Roach Boy.
Oh, yeah. Watch him fight to get into a Lazy Boy.
He's got six arms.
Yeah.
No legs.
You're going to watch how he feeds, and we're going to make money off it.
Oh, look at it slurp. It has to slurp everything.
How does this thing get up in the morning? I don't know. We'll throw some cameras on it and find out.
Let's find out. We have to zap it alive every day.
We're like,
it's dead every morning.
We're basically Planet Earth with circus freaks. It's just David Attenborough being like, this right here is the Stumpy Boy.
You'd think that an arm can only have one elbow, but what if I told you this boy had two knees in his arm and one elbow in his legs?
See these little wiggly numbs in his stump? Well, this woman is in the... thanks, Sean, for tweeting this, because I watched this clip and I immediately was like, I can't wait to show this to Jay. This TLC show is about a woman who's 22 years old and she's stuck in the body of an 8-year-old.
If you were to look at me, you would think I'm just a normal little girl doing normal little girl things with my fun, crazy family.
I have no clue what lane you're in.
Because you're supposed to sit up.
I am sitting up.
She looks like a little girl. Here's the thing. She doesn't look like a dwarf. She doesn't look like a midget. She looks like a child. I say
well,
child.
There's definitely some maturity in her face more than like...
You know, she has those weird Soundgarden black hole sun eyes.
Yes, she does. She has drip eyes.
Black old sun.
In my head.
Yeah. She kind of looks like a child. I said,
sure.
You're supposed to sit up.
I am sitting
she
up.
She can't
sit.
Over the dashboard.
But the truth is, I'm not a little girl.
Just ripping.
I'm a woman.
Ripping margaritas?
A 22-year-old woman. Stuck in the body of an 8-year-old.
So.
We can't have children at the bar.
Yo, Christine.
I
want to
get a tattoo.
Would you?
No.
Would you? You couldn't,
for
right?
Sure, no.
No.
I would fuck all of them.
Okay.
Could you?
Yes.
No way. Really?
Could I?
I couldn't. I tell you right now, there would just be a moment where she would grab my wiener and be like, I can't. This is fucking my crazy.
I would never feel bigger.
You would feel like a giant.
Oh, jerk me off while you tell me what song was number one the year you were born.
She goes,
just keep making you remind you.
She goes, it was Destiny Child, Bills.
There you go. That was 99. Okay, that checks out.
Yeah.
I could only fuck her.
Oh, my God. Oh, yell your birthday out while you jack me.
I could only fuck her as Andre the Giant. You're so tiny. I am so hard for you.
You keep stroking me. You're on to make me come.
Lou, you evil motherfucker.
Yeah, look at you, little kid. I'm bouncy. I'm bouncy, bouncy castle.
I'm going to finish.
Ah, call my penis the bouncy castle. Oh.
You little stinker, get out of here.
Tell you what, she got monster calves.
Dude, I know, I'm jealous of them, but I'm full grown.
Those things are fucking
dude,
nice.
I love this bartender. It's like, I got an Alabama sweatshirt on, and I ain't serving you little freak child, you little children of the corn.
Oh, man, I do want to see her drink.
Dude, how hammered is she?
Children at the bar.
I'm not a child.
I want to get a tattoo.
She has that helium voice.
How old are you?
There is an age requirement.
I'm 22.
I hate...
Sana was...
Pause it. All these shows, these reality, quote-unquote reality shows,
yeah,
that have a real thing. This is a real thing. This girl's got this real issue.
But it's a clear setup.
I fucking hate that.
Somebody you can hear it because they
can't
come
act. In. We're going to come in, and she's going to ask for a tattoo, and then you're going to be like, it's like, oh, my God. It's like, are you even able? Instead, just, like, we've told them already. Like, they want to show you real reactions of her getting, like, turned down in the world. Those aren't real reactions. Those are rehearsed reactions.
That whole thing of, like, sorry, we have an age restriction, and she's like, "But I'm an adult."
What there's where you use this girl. Now I just found her use, Dan.
Oh, pedophile stings.
Yeah,
that's why I brought this up.
But the thing is,
brought this up the second I saw this. I was like, this woman was built to capture pedophiles.
But I mean, just like you should have her do it out in the street. You know what I mean? Just like,
she is a true carrot you could dangle in front of these perverts.
She'll talk the way an 8-year-old would ever talk. She goes, I want to suck your dick so hard that I want your butthole to come through your dick hole.
He goes, oh, fuck you. Talk mature.
Okay, let's get out of here then.
What the
Where
fuck?
Are your parents? She goes, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I walked away
from them. I mean, all yours.
I just want to be used by you.
He goes, God, you are a lady of the lake.
Make me your whore.
Oh, my God, my young child bride. I've been waiting for you.
Go ahead. What, Jacob?
Imagine you're the guy seen making out with her.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God, dude. Just from a distance.
Hold her like a baby? Hold her up by under her armpits and kiss her?
Well, dude, now I didn't know this. Watching the trailer, just be like...
No, I mean like a...
Oh, an erotic?
She's just holding the back of your head. You got to hold her up by under the elbows.
Dude, tossing her in a pool.
God, there's a lot of
so
fun
much fun.
You
can launch her, dude.
Damn,
fucking launch her. You want to see me throw my girlfriend? Watch this.
How about daredevil sex, where you hold her in the air, doggy style, over a pool?
Do you think we're not going to be Cirque?
And when you come, you just get her off into the pool.
Do you think I won't Cirque du Soleil fuck this lady?
Yeah, that's all I'd want to do.
Just have her holding up on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's really sad when they're like, we found out she had brain cancer, and that's why she's stuck this way.
Yeah, like, it is a bummer. Doesn't make me not want to wear a pussy like a CPAP mask, though.
Dude, I would just...
Oh, ever since that little girl's been sitting on my face at night, I've stopped snoring.
I get a full 8 hours. Wake up re-energized. I would want her...
They call it true REM sleep.
I want her to stand on my hand and me to lift her up.
Yes, dude. I would definitely try cheer. I would try a lot of cheer in the house.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to be top of the pyramid.
Oh, my God.
Ready? Okay.
You guys want to watch me throw her through the roof? Dude, I would have her hide in weird places, like up here. Like
it's difficult, man.
Like up in the ceiling, and then you guys wouldn't know. Yeah, Rebecca's coming by.
wait for it.
I'd put her.
Wow!
I'd put her in little rat costumes.
It's like when a lizard landed on my leg in Florida. Yeah, same thing. I'd overreact for sure.
Yeah, dude. But the fun costumes you could put in her. You could put her in a little like a Tanuki Mario.
I want to set her up in so many things. I want her to just have people get caught cheating, and then but the thing is joke. The joke is like you're cheating on me with a child, and you go, nah, we're just fucking around.
She's 22.
She's an adult. I just thought it'd be funny to see you freak out. Like, not only are you cheating on me, but you're a pedophile. Like, no, and it was all a setup.
Even to set people up and be like, I want you to pretend you're actually my kid, and then have like a crazy foul mouth.
Oh, all that shit.
Doesn't have to be sexual,
or just talk hypersexual and like act like I'm your father.
Yeah, and I'd be like, stop it. She goes, I'm sorry that I want to get my sniz pounded.
She's like, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like there's more nerve endings in the ass. You know what I mean? So I've been opening myself up.
I love milking men. I go, my little fingers go deep in their butt. But that always reminds
me. A day without a cock is a day wasted, Papa.
And you know that. I love my holes filled. I go, oh, just like your mother. that South Park is always when Butters becomes margarine. You know, when they fake his death, and then he comes into school, and it's Mrs. Garrison. And he's like, so what do you like doing? He's like, you know, just girl stuff, hanging out with my friends, getting my snizz pounded. He goes, what girl doesn't love getting her snooch pounded? That's always one of my favorite lines. All right, let's keep watching this.
She had brain cancer. Why does that make you tiny?
My pituitary gland was rendered almost dormant because of the chemotherapy. The doctor told me I was done growing. My bones refused, and my height is 3 feet and 10 inches.
I feel, I guess, almost guilty.
Wow.
That she will have to go through this for the rest of her life. I don't know.
She's adorable.
Yeah, you go. I guess I'm pretty happy we saved a lot of money on clothes. Cause
she's been the same age since cancer.
She ain't grown out of it.
DJ Lou.
Way to bring the show down, Dan.
No. Hey, I'm sorry, Jacob, that I skipped over this part to laugh at the other scenes.
DJ Lou, do you do it?
I don't know. Let's get to know her a little more.
What?
I want to see personality.
Black Lou?
I'd also like to get to know her a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's only 4 inches shorter than you guys. Not that crazy.
Maybe she acts really adult with that voice. Then we'll see.
I don't know. That voice is tough to get through.
Are you about to come?
Yeah.
Just finish on me?
Yeah.
Do you have a towel?
Even though I physically can't grow up, I desperately want to be treated like a grown-up.
What are we going to say in your bio?
My relationship status is single. I'm
Blue.
Short. Leave me alone. I attract creeps.
Yeah.
And idiots.
That's me. Oh.
It is scary to put myself out there. But
Never mind then. Oh, she wouldn't like me.
Oh, dude.
All I want to get is guys that have a weird freaky fetish that want to fuck a child woman.
Dude, how do
I go, yeah, that's going to be most of the responses.
How do you not? Yeah. Were you going to get a regular guy?
He goes, oh, you're 3'10". I didn't even notice. You're 3'10".
Oh, that's.
Oh, no. You're trapped in an 8-year-old's body? I didn't even notice. Is
little,
that a thing?
Little about me. I was the lacrosse captain at Cornell. I went out, started my own equity fund, and I'm doing pretty good. What's that? You're 3'10" and stuck inside the 8-year-old's body?
He goes, that's cool, though. Where'd you go to school? I guess.
Yeah.
He goes, why do you keep harping on that, miss? I'm past that.
I'm already. Okay with it. Hey, can I ask you an honest question and promise you won't get mad? How excited does candy make you?
Candy! I knew it. I knew it.
I knew you got all geezed up for Christmas.
You want a glass of wine and we'll get some runts?
Do you think that's how Santa got all of his elves? He just took kids with brain cancer who weren't going to grow?
Oh, I do hope she believes all childlike things though.
Well, I got to put the money under my pillowcase because the tooth fairy's coming.
Jason, if I don't bother him during this difficult time he's going through, he'll buy me a unicorn after.
Yeah, you go. That's
he's got to write this new special.
That's not.
But then I get a unicorn.
That's not actually. He said if I stop nagging him, he's going to let me meet the Easter Bunny. That's a guy in a suit.
What?
and then it's you giving me a look in the bedroom as you're rolling
your joint. Christ almighty, why would you tell her there's no Easter Bunny or Santa Claus?
Thanks, dude. You just cost me my Sunday. I wanted to watch playoff football.
Are you
and now I gotta tell her that the reason I was lying to her was to make her feel better.
You knew when I was dating a 30-year-old, 4-year-old that you were going to fucking have to keep some things to yourself when you come home.
Hey, listen, when you come in the apartment, you're going to see a lot of artwork on the fridge. I need you to act blown away by it. It's a lot of hand turkeys and a couple houses painted with the family. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk more little person, tiny lady, whatever you want to call her. We'll be right back. It's The Bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at The Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at Babbel.com/bonfire, spelled Babbel.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, back to the bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the bonfire. Big J. Okerson, Dan Soder. We're talking little people.
Talking big things, little people.
TLC On Demand.
Previously on I Am Shauna Ray.
So today I am going on a blind date.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
Oh, my God.
I thought
Sorry. Nope.
What?
No, I don't like this at all.
this black dude that's fucking mad that he met up.
Yeah.
His literally his first words were, I thought I was being punked.
No, I don't like this, dude.
Why?
I don't know if it works out, dude. He's going to knock her fucking heart loose with his dick.
Yeah, she's going to be a condom for other women?
Yes, exactly. He's going to put her on the fucking actual chick.
He goes, hey, Interstellar, I need you to go.
Yeah. He goes, hey, I can't see that far down my dick. Do me a favor, person condom. Am I close to the pussy hole or the dookie hole?
Oh, man, this is like Beauty and the Beast where everything's alive.
Oh, hey, little condom person. Which hole am I going into here?
Hey, condom lady. She's like, you still, it's like helping you park.
She's like,
you still got 2 inches.
The girl you're fucking, yeah, the girl you're fucking is like, I'm not wet yet. And he goes, person condom, do me a favor. She,
tee.
Do your thing.
Tee.
All done.
Oh, what is this? What is going on?
She's, oh, it's a little person condom.
Dear Jesus Christ. Oh, I keep playing.
Being punked or something at first.
Oh, God.
That's terrifying.
Oh, Christ.
Hey, Child's Play.
Oh.
Are we done here? Hey, Bride of Chucky.
This guy just took her on a date to an axe throwing contest.
She's the size of the axe.
Yeah. You don't hand a warlock curse a fucking axe.
Dude, apparently you've never seen Leprechaun in space. Apparently my man's over here hasn't seen Leprechaun in the hood.
Yo, homeboy. let me reference you to the Leprechaun in space, dude. You don't give a tiny thing like that a heavy ass axe.
Let me dial you into a little movie called Pet Cemetery. Gage comes back and he does a lot of damage.
She was buried in a pet cemetery 30 years ago.
Well, that daughter ain't going to come back from that brain cancer.
Dude, they went axe throwing. What a terrifying thing. I would just think that when she cocks back with it. It's coming at me.
Tell you what I'd do. Take her to the front of a grocery store, pop a quarter in one of those rocket ships, and let her have the time of her life.
Oh, my God.
It's going too fast.
No, shut up. You don't mean that.
It's scary for real.
I guess I throw about two Zimas in her and pop her in that rocket ship. It's like taking your bitch to the Met.
Dude, trying to get her drunk on a date looks worse than fucking her.
You just pick up the bottom of the bottle.
Come on. We're doing this. Are we drinking or are we drinking?
She's got to hold it two hands like a gerbil water bottle.
It's so much fluid.
Her little burps.
It's so cartoonish.
Oh, my God. Her little burp. Hiccup. Oh.
Dude, the amount of random adorable shit she must do, where she just breathes out. It's like when Myrtle does something. Here I go. You hear her breathing on the pillow.
Oh, she just did a little toot.
All right, hit play. Oh, my God, dude, I have a headache.
She has a little tiny butt.
I do desire more independence for my family because I can't go anywhere without them asking
I have
questions.
To ride the dog everywhere.
I'm going to ride my dog to work.
She goes, well, for Christmas, they gave me a dog saddle, so that helps me stay on the Golden Retriever.
Dude, how do you not ride a smaller animal if you're a fucking smaller person like
should.
That? You should absolutely get a miniature horse and have that just...
Fucking dude, hop on a Lhasa Apso.
He's like...
Dude, ride a fucking...
Rottweiler?
No, what's the...
Saint Bernard. Oh, dude, you don't have to ride side saddle like it's a fucking Clydesdale.
Oh, fucking, it's like evil came to town.
Yeah, dude, that'd be badass.
I would some people say at night you can still see that woman child walking by on a Saint Bernard.
Dude, you throw in red contacts and then just at night ride your Saint Bernard around the fucking neighborhood. Give it a lot of spooks, dude. A lot of scares. A lot of creeps.
Oh, this dad's over it.
Yeah, he's like, this is my fucking baby.
This is so fucking weird because I'm... walk out of the bathroom and knee my daughter in the face every 5 seconds.
Because you know how crazy, you know how scary it is to live with this thing?
With? Who's driving? When are you going to be back?
He goes, be careful. It'd be funny if the parents get away from their confessionals and they start telling all the band. He goes, she doesn't blink.
It's crazy, dude.
She never blinks. And I haven't seen her sweat one time in her life.
You know, the thing that scares me is she sleeps standing up. So I go in that room and...
He goes... Her eyes just roll back, and you just stare at whites of her eyes for 8 exact hours.
I asked the brain doctor, is the other language we're hearing another language? And he told me it's Sanskrit, which has been dead for 2,000 years.
What's really funny, though, is watching someone that tiny dress in, like, going on a date, like, sexy-ish clothes. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, dude, what a stylish mom you have.
It's a hard thing to go through because she does, like, she's got the shape of a normal butt. Do you know what I mean? She's not Mitchie.
She doesn't have dwarf butt.
No.
She's got a big old, which by the way, shout out to dwarfs for having such donks, dude.
Really that's do. God
had to give dwarfs donks so that regulars would be like,
you're not wrong, dude. Man, Nick Novicki looks like he's fucking smuggling hams back there, dude.
Every time I see him, I'm like, come on, baby, kick them daisies.
Yeah. If you're a little person, you should be able to do that thing where you move one ass cheek at a time. Yeah, I think if I opened a tattoo shop, free 2-cheek butterfly tattoos on your butts for midgets.
Yeah, but you're right. She's got a regular body. She's got like a slender build.
If you didn't see that how big the door was to her, you'd be like, that's a cute chick.
You'd be like, you live in a big-ass house, huh?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, these doors are 75 feet tall.
It's pretty crazy.
Question for Christine?
Yes.
Christine, so if legally, I mean, a guy can date her. She's 22, obviously. But
date her?
Do you judge a guy? Do you judge a guy because he really is still... having sex with a girl with an 8-year-old's vagina?
No, that's a horrible way to put it.
It's a body of an 8. It's an 8-year-old vagina.
8-year-old body.
It's not an 8-year-old body. It's a 22-year-old body. It's the size and build of an 8-year-old.
Jacob, when I buy
the body of an 8-year-old.
All right, Jacob. When I buy mini Starbursts that come unwrapped,
hate them.
Why?
I just think they taste purely like plastic. They're bad.
I love them. I got into them this week.
No. You're wrong.
I mean, of course, you know I'm a I'm a fucking rope spikes guy.
Yeah, but you're supposed to, you got to earn a burst.
Oh, by unwrapping it?
Yeah.
I can get that. But I'm saying when you, well, now my analogy is completely blown up. I hate the candy.
No, it's great. Let's say it's great. I'm saying it's not,
you're getting the same candy. It's just smaller.
Right. It's like a fun size Hershey's. I'll tell you, a full Hershey's bar is too much.
Too much. I don't want to, how many fucking squares are going to break off?
It's a fucking shitty product, asshole.
It is. I'm going through a big Three Musketeers phase right now.
Ooh.
You get a bad one. It's like, yeah. I don't know why.
What a weird bar.
You get one that dried up a little bit.
Hate it. Yeah. Got to get a fresh Three Musketeers.
Yeah, it needs to be fresh.
Like the fluff.
Love a fluff. That or Mounds.
Mounds. Rules.
Mounds rule, dude.
Almond Joy.
Those mini ones? Beat it, Almond Joy.
Why?
No, I'm kidding. I like it.
You just like dark chocolate?
But I'll do either one. But Mounds, I'll be like.
Mounds are great. Yeah.
Louis, remember when Louis did that SNL, when he hosted SNL and he did the joke about pedophiles? It was very funny. Where he's like, being a pedophile has to be hard. I love Mounds. I want to eat them all the time. If someone told me they were illegal, I'd be like, I still kind of want to eat one. Like, talking about pedophiles, being like, I still want to fuck a kid. Just find a girl like this. If you're a pedophile, this really probably could help a pedophile.
I may have a completely different opinion if she gets naked in front of you. Oh. You'd just be like,
it's very Twin Peaksy.
It's weird. Yeah.
Well, that's what I don't understand about her body is like, did she go through puberty? Does she have a period? Did she develop boobs? Does she get wet? Yeah. What's her body?
Ooh. You're doing the bad reactions. I'm doing good ones. I'm going, God. Yes.
Christ, Christine.
But I get what you're saying. Did she have like
she has a bush, for sure. You think chemo took care of that?
Who's having that conversation
with you?
Let's keep on.
I had to put my foot down with my parents about doing more independent things.
Dude, imagine her getting into an Uber, and you're like, I'm sorry, can I help you?
She's like, yeah, I'm going to go right now. I'm going to fuck this black guy after I do some axe throwing. What?
You got to go to the liquor store? Excuse me?
Can you drive me? I'm picking up heroin from my guy. It's not for me. It's for my cousin, but it's the only way she gives me Molly. And then I'm going to go tonight, and we're going to rage hard.
Little girl, are you sure you should be doing this? She's like, hey, you know how every Uber starts?
You got your own phone. That's adorable.
Does it just have games on it?
He goes, oh, was that one of those phones where you can just call your mom, the cops, and the fire department?
And then play your little slinky games?
And then play your snake? Play the snake?
Play the snaky games? Dude, her getting in an Uber, and she's like, I'm here for Ashley. And you're like, yeah, Ashley, what? What?
Like that. Or you're looking in the rear view, yeah. And you go, what the fuck just closed and opened my door?
But that's
down here.
That's the footage I want to see, not like, we don't let little kids in the bar.
You can't ride this by yourself.
I'm an adult again.
Yeah, no, you want the actual Uber thing, you go,
no! When we roll down the window.
If there's not one of those in an episode, that's how you know they're lying. If there's not one, like, oh, fuck.
When we opened the window to reveal Nick Novicki for those girls we were sitting next to, and they could see his knees through a car window standing up, it was just like confused. Like if they were out of the car, they would have been walking into each other, like that kind of thing. We're supposed to be somewhere. They just were like, I don't know what to do. It was jarring.
It fucked them up. This lady's got to be fucking.
It was funny. Sam J does a thing in her act about a midget. She's like, don't anybody here who today thought about a midget's life or thought about like what's so tough for a midget or something like that, or thought about a midget at all for that matter. And like no one said anything. She's like, you know, the point's like, see? And I was like, well, if you haven't thought about a midget today, all it means for sure is you haven't seen a midget. Because if you see a midget, it's all you think about that day. You think about how you should have played the lottery. Yeah. You thought about maybe you should have made a different choice in your life. You thought about maybe fucking dragons are real. Yeah, you don't know.
Maybe you shouldn't have thrown away that monkey paw.
Yeah, you think if you should ask, like, if I solve your riddle, do I get something?
Yeah, you go, is there a pot of gold coming? Yada, yada, therefore.
They're going to buy a house.
And then there's going to be, like, an addition. And that's where I'm going
to
live.
I don't know if I'm ready to let her go, but... she needs to be let go.
No.
Yeah.
You have to tell them no.
I'm working on my independence. People tell me I'm a fun drunk. Like something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a natural.
That's...
And I'm determined to make this year my year to shine.
I Am Shauna Rae is the name of the show. I Am Shauna Rae on TLC.
You like hope she meets a guy that can get past it, but at the same time, you're like, any guy that would be attracted to her
is a weirdo.
Is kind of weird. Like
that's why I asked.
You have to have
obviously
a voice.
Going to judge them.
Yeah,
the guy will be judged.
Yeah, 100%.
It's she almost has to like.
It's the way that you ever seen a very attractive woman with a man in a wheelchair that's not like. Not like it's just legs, not not paraplegic, like quadriplegic.
Well,
where you're like, what are you doing? What are you around for?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of money?
Yeah.
You know when you see someone, a guy moving around with a straw and a woman that's like a decent looking girl is like, that's my husband and I love him. And you're like, okay.
Anyway, I'll be right back, guys. I have to go pull feces out of him.
Yeah, but you're like, what's the arrangement?
Yeah.
That's always the situation where you're like, what is the arrangement? One you'd have to be like, all right, what's your weird thing?
I don't think it's an arrangement.
I'm saying a guy's going to be weird dating her.
No, because here's the thing. If she does blind dates like that, if she's doing blind dates and no one knows, or they just go, it's like she's a little, they just say she's a little person, right?
Well, Jacob had a problem putting his height in dating apps. Imagine if she did it, she put 3'10", you'd be like, but that's half of you, right?
No one's upset that your fucking dick's going to knock her in the forehead, dude. Everyone's psyched about that part.
She will get a lot of people wanting the novelty of it, though.
That's the thing, is the novelty of it. She has to do two things that seem pretty evident here. She has to go on blind dates,
mm-hmm.
and then through personality and whatever, like get them to see Pam and be like, you know what, dude? She's like cute and like.
She's funny.
And like she's cool. You know what I mean? Like she's super cool.
Honestly, we do this thing called Lava Monster where I toss her around and it is a hoot.
She's going to have an easier time finding love in her like 30s or something than right now. This is a tough time for her, I'd say, being like 22.
Because when you're in your 20s, it's all about looks and shit. And you're very materialistic.
The thing is, she's not ugly at all. So it's not
she's not ugly.
Freakishly tiny.
Yeah.
So
she's a pixie.
And the thing is, if you're the guy who's going to be with her, do not get shitty at the idea that every public place you walk into, you're going to have to be like, no, I thought it was like crazy when I met her, but like her personality, she just won me over. I don't even care anymore. That doesn't even bother me anymore.
Yeah.
And you always got to make it like, even though it's shitty to her, you got to say it doesn't bother me anymore. Because if you go, I was into it from the get-go, you're a pedophile.
You're a fucking pervert.
If you see her and you go, I want to fuck her because of all that, you're a piece of shit.
When you walk, if she walks in the room and you go, well, who is this?
Yes.
Who is this amuse-bouche?
It's like, you just got to be... tell people like I happen to be lucky that this child's an adult.
I go, well, I found love in the appetizer section.
I'm gonna dip this little bitch in cocktail sauce and suck her right up.
Yeah, where's my little fucking rangoon? Where's my little crab rangoon?
Where's my pee on each shrimp at? Yeah. Where you at? Ooh,
you could have a lot of fun cute nicknames for her.
Yeah,
you go, there's my little Swiss roll.
Like, I'm stuck in a basement.
Yeah. You go, you know what? I don't abuse her, but I do put her in wells like baby Jessica.
Just lower her down if she's bad.
Dude, you could hide the cookies from her by putting it high up.
Damn.
What?
Just like...
Oh, this?
Well, yeah. So
it's fucking wild. A TLC really will just do whatever they have to for fucking money.
Is there more about her?
Likes to argue in public.
Oh, fighting in public with her?
Oh, my goodness.
You just look like you're getting owned by a kid. You're like, I'm sorry. I didn't know my phone. And another thing. And you're like,
I'll tell you what she should be is very vocally racist.
Oh,
because no
God.
One's going to challenge that.
Dude.
You're going to, no matter what, she's 22 and she can say all these awful things. And you can be like, her parents must be terrible. She gets no shit for it. She's like, I don't blame her. It's bad teaching by the parents.
That is learned behavior.
That is not her fault. She's like, right? Go back to Africa. Where do you hear things like that?
Yeah. She goes, I'll tell you right now. They control the media and the banks. Oh, stop it.
Money grubbing, big noses.
I'm sorry, but all immigrants want to do is take Americans' jobs and hurt the economy.
Build that wall.
Dude, God damn it. Yeah, that would be so funny just to have her being fucking wild.
If there's a white girl with a Hispanic guy in an audience over an hour, I just ask them and I start chanting, build that wall. Oh, man, this is what happens. Build that wall.
Oh, no. Build oh, God, no. Wall. Well, you found a clip of her. Is the show out now? Maybe people should start watching it, you know?
Start using it, if you know what I mean.
Start fueling you.
Yeah.
There's another clip of her. It says her challenges at the beach.
Christine, do me a favor. Can you look up?
No. You are.
Have you even been around? There's an OnlyFans.
Have you typed in fapping? No.
Shauna Ray fapping.
No.
If you saw the first top of the picture and you saw no straps, you'd be like, no. I gotta look. They're weird. I thought that. I knew they were gonna be like that. Oh, Christine was dope. She has an 8-year-old pussy still. So weird. Oh,
this is her at the beach. Is she hiding behind the beach chair?
Yeah. She's in it?
Totally see.
All right, go. This is your first driving test.
No, yeah. It's not.
Oh, nope. That's a car.
Turn to the right.
She's dressed like provocatively.
Yeah, she's got a half crop top on.
She's like, I like to show my gams out of the beach. You know what I mean? Sometimes a little muff stick out of the side of my panties so guys get worked up.
We've both tried to pitch shows before. Do you think her pitching the show is her going to the TLC office just dressed like a lady? And she's like,
I'm a lady.
No, I go, what? You're a child.
I'll tell you what. If she does, let me say this if you're listening. Adult Shauna Ray, if you can grow a bush, grow it and keep it.
Hold
never
on.
Never get rid of it. Never get rid of it. Never shave your pussy bald.
I would almost say.
Do not.
It should be illegal.
If you shave your pussy bald, the person who goes, I like that, is like.
Arrest
just
them.
Call the cops on.
Yeah, that's your pedophile hunter. Bust
it. Yeah. Just get me and go, I'm a woman. They go, okay. And then they go, are you shaved? And she goes, no, I got a bush. They go, oh.
He goes, well,
can I shave what? You? You're oh. Coming, you're coming can you imagine shaving? I tell you what, I'd fuck her before I shaved her pussy hair off in front of her.
I don't think I'd be able to receive oral sex from her without like looking down and being like, oh, I'm sorry.
There's no way she's going to be able to get those teeth out of the way. Mouth's too tiny.
Ow.
And you go, it's not an artichoke leaf.
I'm not that big, but I could fit inside you.
I used to think that I was in a super short chicks more than I was in my adult life. Fucking a short chick, and that's what would be the problem with this. Getting, I like to get on top to come.
Sure,
my finish up is to get on top.
And yeah,
I know you like to move your body.
Me too. I like to get bulldog arms.
Yeah,
and just fucking. Just bulldog it, dude.
And I'm telling
when
you,
I know
this,
I'm about to bust.
But I also like holding the legs by the ankles up. And I've had
everything else until I get the bulldog. It's for our mutual enjoyment, but it's to make the woman come. And then when I go full bulldog, that's my moment.
Me and Christine hooked up with two pretty short girls that when I'm on top, like the
you smother them.
No, because I'm talking about being on top, but like I don't go like full blown mission. I go like me up.
Sure,
like I'm on my knees, but I'm like my back's in the air.
Yeah,
not in the air. Like I'm. My head's in the air.
Yeah, you're doing the kneel fuck. You're kneeling on the bed, basically.
I'm and holding ankles or put your hands behind the knees, maybe on the thighs. That with very short legs feels and looks bizarre.
Really?
So I've hooked up with girls like 5 foot tall, and there's a moment of that where you're like, oh, you're too tiny for this.
Stop it,
you
little nubs.
Like you got to do all the on top stuff, I guess, because
short women, but that's too short.
It's not short. I like short women too, but I'm talking about like,
yeah.
I'm saying before when someone's like abnormal, like a 4'11", 5 foot tall, you're like, oh, that's cool. But when, in action, it feels very, very weird.
Do women feel that way with men that are like, I know women like tall guys, but like when they're 7 feet tall, 7 foot two, that's got to be like, this is too much.
Yeah, I slept with a guy that was probably like 6'8", and it was
weird,
it's
right?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's like a lot of person.
And I know obviously the first argument's like, oh, the massive dick, but that's not it. He's just a big person. You're just having sex with a massive person.
Yeah, like it doesn't line up at all.
No, there's not like, there's a thing to dating a guy that's 6'3", 6'4", you know, it can line up, but like 7 foot tall is just like whoever Jokic is laying on at night, he just had a kid. It's like that woman disappears for when he's going bulldog stance, she's gone. She's off the map.
He's like, I came. She goes.
she wakes up like Neo in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Just pulling out of goo, just climbing out of a goo pod.
Did I live? Is this real life?
Shauna Ray, this is, let's wrap this up before we go. Oh my God.
4 minutes, folks.
You're 4 minutes.
You're the one who's 4 minutes.
Got it, Shauna.
Go, Shauna.
When I think beach, I think bathing suits. And bathing suits. Well, they're fun.
In fairness, her parents they treat her like a
freak.
Like an 8-year-old. No, like look at her go. Watch out. Don't run too fast. These aren't things you have to tell a 22-year-old.
22.
Yeah, like that's stupid.
You know what my mom was saying to me when I was 22? She's like, you drink a lot. she's like, I just kind of worried about you sometimes.
I got a tattoo on my chunch. It says open 24 hours.
I don't know. I found a really cute guy and I just sent him pictures of my asshole.
And I was like, come get a taste. I think I'm ready to try getting spit roasted.
Yeah.
I've been talking to these guys online. What's duck water tight?
God, I want to tickle this kid. Where's that
bathing
drop from?
Suits.
Good drop.
Oh, they're
great
fun. It's difficult because now that I do have maturity in my chest,
No, you don't.
I need padding. And no children's swimsuits have padding, and the bottoms are even worse. They're uncomfortable somewhere.
Does she think that's maturing in the chest?
If they don't work on the bottom, they work on the top. If they don't work on the top, they work on the bottom.
Try the water.
Let's go.
The mom just wants her to get taken away by the undercurrent. They're telling everybody not to go in, though, mommy. And she's like, yeah, just go in. Give it a shot.
We want to give back to God. It's our return policy.
It's that sad thing when she realizes she goes, mommy, help, I'm being dragged out. And she goes, sorry, baby. Sorry.
No, mama, no.
She goes, don't worry, you're just a shark snack.
It'll be over so quick, baby, I know it.
Two chomps and you're gone. You're a two chomp quitter.
Challenging because there are kids there, and that's a whole nother thing.
Dude, kids trying to play with her? Please show kids trying to play with her. Please show kids being.
Can I tell you something? By the way, if I was trapped in an 8-year-old's body tomorrow, if I got Christmas, no, the first thing I do,
fighting so many little boys.
Not me, dude. Get my G.I. Joes back.
Oh, play guys.
I'm just gonna play.
Oh, dude!
If I live in that body, I'm gonna start playing it.
Get ready for a sandcastle that's a fort that G.I. Joes are gonna defend.
If my friends come over, they're coming over solely to play. Is the only activity I'll be saying. You wanna play?
Guess what? Sign me up for Pop Warner football and watch me rip it.
Annihilate.
Watch me rip.
Just with your smarts alone.
He's like ducking and diving. His 8-year-old just juking 8-year-olds. They're just like
59 Oklahoma. And the kid's like, what?
Omaha.
That day, Dan learned his tiny body served a purpose, for the greats of the gridiron never considered being young in a tiny body. The brain of a man, the body of a boy. 326 yards rushing against the Hawks. Just me being like, suck my dick. I'm gonna fuck your mom. Yeah. I'm gonna buy cigarettes. And then, dude.
I like that more. He goes, yo, I'm gonna knock your little ass out. Yo, watch number zero. Yeah. Number zero, number zero.
Yeah.
All day, baby. All day.
You can't stop me. You can only contain me.
You better. I'm going to be in your fucking nightmares, baby.
I live free in your head, bitch.
Oh, shit. Did you think you were going to get burnt by Willow?
The most fun thing in the world would be I would absolutely go smoke cigarettes in front of gas stations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And ask people for cigarettes.
Yeah. Or just
ask for adult things in general.
Or just talk shit to adults as they're walking up, and you're like, what's up, fucko? And they're like, excuse me, little boy?
Excuse me? Are you lost? Are you lost, motherfucker?
I don't know. You look like you're lost in my eyes. What's up? You want to fuck a kid? Pedophile? I'm just calling everyone pedophile.
I would also tell everyone that I was just like a ghost and that I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I go, I died in a car accident.
You go, what? He goes, yeah. You notice nobody else here is looking at me or talking to me, right?
Help. I would wear an old-timey little boy suit thing.
Covered in blood.
Yeah. With
ruffles.
With the socks up to your shins and then the shorts, like the Angus Young.
Oh, yeah.
Dress like Angus Young.
English schoolboy outfit.
And then I'd have them dump pig blood on me, and then I'd just go stand in someone's hallway.
Hey, I want to see Daddy.
They'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Dude, smoking a cigarette and holding a bottle of Jack.
Or just smoking a cigarette though and going like, I'm going to break into my friend Chris's house and scares parents. Well, okay, I gotta go and climb in through the window.
Jacob, when you get back to town, we're setting you up with this chick.
You guys are gonna be in love, dude. You're gonna be in goddamn love. Hey, Milwaukee, go check out Big J at the Improv tonight through Saturday. Milwaukee Improv. Jay's going to be there with Aaliyah Janine. Then he's going to be in Addison, Texas. Addison Improv, Dallas, Texas, February 3rd through the 5th. And then Caroline's in New York City, February 18th through the 20th. For tickets and other tour dates, visit BigJComedy.com.
Danny Sodes, Rochester. That's right, New York. Mm-hmm. Comedy at the Carlson, February 3rd through the 5th. Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis, February 17th through the 19th. After that, good nights. In Raleigh, North Carolina. That's the 24th through the 26th. For tickets and all of his tour dates, go to dansoder.com. Check out the merch available now, The Bonfire. The Bonfire merch. Very important that the.
Very, very important. TheBonfireMerch.com.
I think there's video clips. The podcast, everybody. Send it to people. For some reason, that's the thing they want us pushing like a motherfucker.
It's a podcast.
Please, podcast.
Check out the podcast. And we love you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. And of course, go 49ers.
Go 49ers.
Thank you.
Reluctantly, but
thank you.
I love you.
I love you too.
Go Niners. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Woo! Ooh.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.